Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's fake, very fake news, because what other kind does the mainstream media produce? But what's unusual about this, Lee, is that, and you don't see this much, in fact, you don't see this at all. Normally, all the mainstream media, when one of them's telling a really big lie, the others glom on and they all lie together. Rush Limbaugh used to call that the drive-by media.
Mm-hmm.
Drive-by media almost never betrays other members of the drive-by media. There are three rules in Fight Club. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes, that is one of the rules in Fight Club. And that is what our mainstream media, as we call them, is. It's Fight Club. It's Fight Club against Donald Trump.
Right.
There are no rules in Fight Club. So if you're fighting, you could throw dirt in your opponent's eyes, you know, cold cock him, stuff like that. So that's how our media behaves. They are stone cold liars. But they normally have a weird kind of loyalty to each other. When one is lying, the others get out of the way or repeat the lies. For some reason, New York Times has chosen to tell the truth, just breaking about the Pete Hegseth story. You know the one.
Yeah.
Where he brutally murdered two guys left clinging to a boat after the first strike, right? He saw him there and he swore him dead because he's a mean guy and we all love drug dealers anyway, especially the kind that kill us with fentanyl. By the way, do you know there was a father on Fox News? This just knocked me over, okay? He's with the organization Fathers of Fentanyl. Do you know how many parents of children, underage, okay? Like, so under 18 and under, killed by fentanyl in America there are?
I have no idea.
I'm sorry, it's 21 and under. I read the thing right. 21 and under, right. Killed by fentanyl, a million.
Wow.
There's a million survivors, parents. So obviously each person has two parents. That gives you some idea. They're dying young of fentanyl. It's from the website. Fentanyl poisoning. It's, I mean, when you look at the numbers, it's, you know, it's over half a million. You know, when you go back to 2018, 2019, I'll play it in a minute. So this is mass murder, but nobody cares because those are Americans, right? We don't count. But Pete Hegseth is mean, mean, mean if he tries to blow these boats up. And so the story as it went was that two people desperately clinging to the boat failed to die in the first strike. And so Pete Hegseth personally ordered them to be killed. The New York Times says no. Didn't happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
The New York Times.
I know. If you want to read the story yourself, Hegseth ordered a lethal attack, but not the killing of survivors, officials say. So this is the New York Times obliterating the Washington Post's story based on anonymous sources, right?
Well, which is, as Rush would say, a random act of journalism from the Times.
Yes. According to five U.S. officials who spoke separately and on the condition of anonymity to discuss a sensitive matter that's under investigation, Mr. Hegseth, ahead of the September 2nd attack, ordered a strike that would kill the people on the boat and destroy the vessel and its purported cargo of drugs. But Each official said Mr. Hegseth's directive did not specifically address what should happen if the first missile turned out to not fully accomplish all of those things. And the official said his order was not a response to surveillance footage showing at least two people on the boat survived the first blast. Admiral Bradley ordered the initial strike and then several follow-up strikes that killed the initial survivors and sank the disabled boat. As that operation unfolded, they said Mr. Hegseth did not give any orders to him.
Yeah.
Okay. So that, they're not going to bottom line this for you, I will. That destroys the Washington Post story. It's done. I mean, those are the three components of it. They're there. They're desperately clinging to their floating bags of fentanyl-laced heroin, just trying to survive long enough to poison another 100,000 American. I'm sorry, I added that part. They were desperately clinging to the boat and all hopes of life when Pete Hegseth saw them there and, being mean and stupid, ordered a strike to finish them off. Did not happen. End of memo. Not real. Not true. And Lee, yeah, this is so predictable. Yesterday on the show, people were texting me, are you trying to cover it up? Are you trying to cover it up? I'm not talking about it. I'm not getting used by these people.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about it. I don't care. It's in the top 10 stories of the country. I don't care. I'm not talking about it. I know it's fake. I mean, you could tell that it's fake. There's just a tone to these stories, the anonymous source. It's always fake. You can just tell. So yesterday, very briefly, I acknowledged that it was going on, and I pre-bunked it. I said, it's probably fake. And that was it, because I'm not getting used. I'm not going to repeat something people in their cars are going to hear, and then they don't listen to the same segment the next day. And then now they think Pete Hegseth's out there murdering perfectly good drug traffickers. Didn't happen. Just didn't happen.
Well, they got their headline, and that's what they went for, Tara. That's all that matters is the headline is out there. It makes no difference whether it's true. I'm surprised they haven't referred to him as Venezuelan fisherman.
Right. Just a dad from Venezuela. Just a dad moving the Chinese fentanyl. Because where else would we get our fentanyl? From China. It's ridiculous. And, you know, by the way, just so we're clear on this, it's not working. Not at all. I've got this tip poll. One of the most accurate pollsters of the 2020 election. Unfortunately, they called Biden winning. But I'm just, you know, their accuracy, right?
Yeah.
Voters back military action against drug boats and leftist narco regimes. Support was strong across the board, with 60% favoring the policy strongly. Those are big numbers. Mm-hmm. 37% somewhat, with just 28% opposing it either strongly or somewhat. So again, we got 60% of Americans favoring the policy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Strongly. We're done here. I mean, it's just Americans want this. They're cool with it. The media tried to make up a lie. Washington Post, for some reason, they got backstabbed by the New York Times on this. I'm sure there are a lot of angry emails going back and forth. We were lying. Get out of our way. I don't know why the New York Times told the truth, but they did. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, as you said, you pre-bunked that story. Instead of debunking, you pre-bunked
it. I pre-bunked it. I said it's going to fall apart.
That ought to be a new word.
Yeah, pre-bunk.
Pre-bunking.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you have to do these things in the modern media era because of all of the lies. Meanwhile, folks, it's getting downright Orwellian around here. I warned about this last week, and I was wondering when other people were going to catch on about it. Real ID is not only a top 10 story in the country, it's trending.
Yeah.
This is not good. This is the beginning of the digital ID system. Donald Trump is rolling out Joe Biden's mandatory digital ID system. I don't know why. Maybe he's busy and doesn't know he's doing it. But that $18 fee that we announced before I went on the break that you are going to have to pay the government because you don't have a real ID, well, now it's up to $45. You can, by the way, fly with a real ID or a passport. So you don't just need the real ID. But both of them have extensive screening in the background. And the problem with it is the documents are photographed, collated, stored, and sent to the federal government. It is a true national ID. That's why they want it. In exchange, you get the gold star to wear on your upper arm. Sorry, it's on the license. Does it make a difference? I don't. Gold star, guys. Gold. Really, really. Gold star. Seriously. This is like they're so in your face with what this is. The star is on your driver's license, and it means you can fly. If you don't have one, they're upping it from $18 to $45. The fee, I like to call it a fine, you will pay.
Or tax.
Or the tax. You know, what does this pay for? It's $45 I got to pay to government. Oh, that's the cost of your identification verification at the handy little kiosk where they'll scan your face if you want to fly.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Scan my face if I want to fly. Yeah, but don't worry. We're not going to save the scans. You can trust the federal government. So just, yeah, go ahead, get your face. Yeah, make sure you're looking right in the camera. And the purpose of the facial scan is that they are going to use it to access their existing databases, identification databases, to try to identify you that way. If that fails, you have to provide, like, say, your regular driver's license, not your real ID, and they'll supposedly do a scan to compare. This is a national ID. It is. Let me tell you why. We've now got more than a dozen states that have already digitized this. It's in your nice little wallet. Now, here in South Carolina, we're going to fight this like the Dickens. They haven't digitized it yet. However, Lee, there is a bill to do just that waiting for next year, sitting in a Senate committee, to digitize real ID automatically. You get basically the way it would work is you would pay a small fee and you would get access to it so you can load it in your wallet. Once you get the digital ID, it takes, according to the bill, we'll see what actually passes. If it does, it takes precedence. It becomes the dominant ID, becomes the dominant license. And it is, of course, a fully federal ID at that point because all your information has been sent to the federal government, your birth certificates, all that stuff you had to turn over, scanned in a national database. So, yeah, Trump, digital ID. Folks, I never thought I'd see Trump implement this. And especially a guy who has lost his Twitter account, who knows that this digital, maybe he doesn't know, this digital ID is the basis for the Chinese social credit system. We've already seen the censorship that goes with that. And we're going to tee ourselves up for them for the next time they're in office? Doesn't seem like a good idea to me. Oh, one more thing. It doesn't even matter for safety. Remember the story last week of the wanted terrorist out of Pennsylvania who'd been given, he's an illegal immigrant, a real ID? How do you get a real ID? I don't know. So bottom line, terrorists have them, folks. They can get on a plane. Nobody, this is not going to save you. Not from terrorists anyway. But it's going to tee you up for censorship by the Democrat Party. That's where this is going. And a social media and a social credit system.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.